This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On Thursday of this week, Monsanto announced its product pipeline for 2017. Joining the conversation was the company's chief technology officer, Rob Fraley, and today we'll spend our time listening to his comments about the pipeline. Rob noted that this is possibly their most successful year yet, and he addressed the Bayer-Monsanto merger.
This, I would say, was probably one of our most spectacular pipeline year advances ever. It marked the fourth consecutive year of more than 20-plus advances through our pipeline. And, the advancement class of 2017 brings a record number of products, 14 advancing into commercial launch. And I think what's just as impressive as the 28 advances themselves is the fact that it's really balanced across our portfolio, which I think emphasizes the breadth and depth of the pipeline. So whether it's advances in breeding, biotech, biologicals, crop protection, or digital ag and climate, these are exciting advances. And I'd like to talk for just a minute on this morning's pipeline showcase in the context of what's been, top of mind for a lot of you, and that's the pending combination of Bayer and Monsanto. And as you know, since announcing the deal, we've been focused on speaking with our grower customers, with policymakers and regulators about the benefits of the combination, and I'd say the responses have been pretty positive. For me, the deal has a lot of important merits, but from an R&D perspective, I'd simply say this deal is going to be an innovation catalyst for farmers around the world. It's going to be able to bring chemistry, our biotech, and our data science together to create better integrated solutions for farmers, and this is going to enable them to be more productive, more profitable, and more sustainable. And I think it's going to allow us to up our game and increase competition and choice, which is a great thing for farmers. I think one of the examples I used this morning to describe the benefit of a Bayer Monsanto integrated pipeline relates to really the relationship between chemistry and biotechnology as it relates to herbicide tolerance traits, which are very important to farmers in all of the major crops. So, as background, if you're developing a new herbicide, that chemistry development takes an extensive period before that product is released. If we do this sequentially, it may take 8 or 10 years for a chemical company to develop the chemistry. It would take us another 8 to 10 years to develop the trait. So nearly 2 decades before farmers get access to the innovation. Working instead in parallel in combination, we can dramatically shorten that period and shave years off the development of a product, which will be great for farmers, and it'd be important for the company because it means that we can save some of that development time and invest in other innovations for growers. So that's just one example, and we'll share some others as we go through the comments here this morning. Let me conclude by just saying that in summary, I feel very privileged that, in our company we can spend this year $1.5 billion in R&D, which is, all focused basically at, reducing the footprint of global ag production by driving better harvests. It's going to help protect farming from increasing threat, from both climate change and from pests. And it's going to ensure that we can collectively deliver continuous improvement around the world to meet the growing food production challenges that we face as world population and demand for food increases. Finally, in the technology news that you've seen us announce this week, whether it's related to genome editing, our BioAg alliance with Novozymes, the digital tools through climate, or next generation solutions to build upon the breeding and biotech platforms that growers trust, all circles bring back to these three goals. And with these goals in mind, it's my team that looks enthusiastically toward what a combined Bayer Monsanto pipeline will mean for accelerating ag innovation.
And once again, those comments coming from Monsanto's Chief Technology Officer, Rob Fraley. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.